Hi, it's me. I'm back. I know it's been a couple of days since I checked in. I feel like I've been inside the cocoon, as it were, a cocoon. Been really feeling, I haven't really felt like talking very much. I don't know what's really going on. I've canceled all my appointments this week. I'm glad I did, because I didn't really want to talk to anybody. I haven't been answering my phone, and I don't think it's depression, although I must admit, I've had a hard time getting up. I know we've done some shows about the crossroads and making choices, but I've been really struggling with a lot of nightmares and dreams that's really left me not feeling very well. I think it's just a phase I'm going through. My projects are still well underway, and I'm obviously continuing to pay my bills and things like that. I move forward on some core projects, but I just haven't felt like talking, and I don't know how to really put it, except to say that I think I'm beginning to rebel against something, and I'm not exactly sure what it is. Maybe it's rebelling against the dreams, or against my past life. I don't know. I can't get over this feeling of being rejected. I keep thinking back, if I were to put a theme to it, I would say that all my dreams lately have had to do with, most of them take place when I was a little kid, and there would be a nice warm glow from within the house. You can put whatever house in it you want. It didn't really matter. I'm thinking about my uncle's house in Illinois. And we're all outside playing, or at least the kids are playing, They didn't really play with me very much, but so be it. Still, it was a comforting place to be. And then we go in the house, and all of a sudden, I am an adult again as I approach the threshold of the house. And instead of my uncle's house or some childhood home, family home, I'm back in my house, that I had with my soon-to-be beloved ex-wife, and she's at the door with her family, and they're all pushing me out of the door and stuff like that. I don't know. It's just this really sinking feeling. Like I suppose my whole, many things about my dreams, I guess, are variations on a dream, And you must understand that it's not that I want to go back to the way things were 3 months ago. I really don't. But I just didn't prepare for this aspect of my existence. And I feel like I'm in a play without a script, if that makes any sense. And so now I'm having to write the play on the fly, and I'm finding it a little bit difficult to do. Everybody needs to have a purpose, and I'm just struggling with what my purpose is. It's hard. It's a hard thing. So, and the truth is, one of the reasons I canceled my appointments this week is because I don't feel right. True, I've had a cold, I've used that as an excuse to not do things, but the truth is, that's not really it. I mean, hell, I've taught an 8-hour class on walking pneumonia once, so it's not that. I just don't have a lot of energy right now. And like I say, deep down inside me somewhere, there's a rebellion going on. But I don't know what it is or where it is or what it's against, but something's happening. I have to assume it'll be a good thing. And the rebellion goes on, I guess. Anyway, we really helps to have something to look forward to in the day, And I don't, at this point, have anything worth looking forward to. And I guess I'm in that place where, if I were to die right now, no one would notice I'm dead for about 3 or 4 days or maybe a week. That's probably an over-exaggeration, but... I mean, exaggeration and over are kind of synonymous, aren't they? But anyway, I know it's just my mind talking. Nevertheless, it's something I have to fight. I've been fighting it my whole life, so this is one I can win, I know. What else can I tell you? I will be back up and running again on a regular basis soon. We're getting the call-in show in order, getting it in place. And I know there are good things in the future, although it doesn't feel like it right now. But if you're going through something similar or you can't figure out what your purpose is, you know, sometimes you have to just sit and let life happen. Sitting and letting life happen has not been my strong suit. And I'm used to really pushing doors open, only I don't know which door to push. If that makes any sense. So, I don't know. I still get angry at what happened in December. I'm still angry at a lot of things. And I guess I'm also angry at me for having these stupid dreams. I can't control what I dream, you know? But they make me feel stupid or small or, I don't know, like I'm not worth hanging out with, if that makes sense. I don't know. I almost hate going to sleep. Rejection is a difficult thing, even if you're glad you were rejected, even if the person who did the rejection did you a favor. In the end, it still comes down to wrong thing. I wish I could say that if it had been up to me, I would have done the same thing, but the truth is, I probably wouldn't. I think, I'm thinking back now. I know many of you, all of you, have been on job interviews in your life where the interviewer says, you know, tell me something great about yourself, and tell me something about yourself you don't like. No, and you always think, oh God, it's a loaded question, right? And after a while, you start preparing these answers so that you don't get caught off guard. And what I'm about to tell you about me that I don't like, I wish I had said back in the days when I was interviewing. I never did. Probably because I didn't know it, or I didn't see it as a bad thing. Now I probably do. And that is, I think my Achilles heel has always been, one of them among many, is I don't know when to quit. I really don't. I hate giving up on people because so many people gave up on me before they even had a need to, and they were wrong. And so I hate giving up on people. And sometimes there are people who just aren't worthy of that kind of faith, but I am not very good at recognizing those people. So I have a hard time letting go. And that was clearly my problem this time. Usually, it's been my experience that when I let go before someone else does, I'm always left with this question like, well, what if I had? Or maybe if I'd given it more time. I don't know. There's always this unanswered question. And I guess I've always hated that. I don't like that feeling of not knowing that did I press the panic button too soon. And I think that's one of the reasons why I've always, certainly in the last 20 years, not been the one to push the button. Because even when I thought it was the best in my own best interest, because I never wanted to be left with that question, did I do the right thing? Did I give up on this person before it was time? Or is there something else I could have done? This is not a positive trait. Because as we get older, we have to learn from our experiences. And it's important to keep those experiences in context. You don't want to convict somebody because of them, but you can't ignore what you already know or what you feel. Intuition is a key element. And, you know, I got to tell you, I've never really trusted my intuition about certain things because of my predisposition to certain things, you know. I guess we all have that. Maybe being a grown-up, being an adult, is learning how to balance intuition with fact. I don't know. But as I said, the rebellion continues. I hope I'll get back into, I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Tomorrow's Friday. And I'm not looking forward to tomorrow, but I'm not dreading it either. You want to know the truth? I just never thought I'd live this long. Or if I did, I thought things would be different. And maybe some of you have heard me say this in the past. I always thought I would be dead long before now. Not because of some tragedy, or not because I got shot in some alley or something. No. Just because it just seemed like it was in the cards. I go back, I keep thinking about Michael Jackson, you know. The guy dies at 50. I wouldn't have pegged him for more than 35. I'm serious. Can you imagine a 79-year-old Michael Jackson? It just doesn't seem right, you know? I can't explain that. So I'm flying without a net here, guys. And yes, the worst has happened. I mean, I'm flying without a safety net yet again. And it's not as bad as I thought it would be, but I can't help but feel like I failed on some level. I suppose I have. My focus was way too much on money when I was younger. All I wanted to do is prove that I could do something. I didn't plan enough for my personal life, and now I'm reaping the repercussions of that, I suppose. Just reflections, you know? But the rebellion continues. Anyway, I've missed talking to you, and I hope you've missed hearing from me. You can send me an email at secrets@candleshore.com. Secret? How do you spell secret? SECRETS @CANDLESHORE.com. I'd love to hear from you. And I'll talk to you soon. I don't know if I'm going to get back into the daily thing. I don't really have much to say. I don't want to get on here every day and bring people down and talk about woe with me. But I know you're listening, or at least I hope you're listening. Make a joyful noise for me, okay? Try it again. I didn't come out right. Make a joyful noise for me, okay? And I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.